Hi, thanks for listening to We the Kids. Today's an important day in history, for it was on this day, February 1st, 1552, that Sir Edward Coke was born. Who was he? Most don't know, but let me say he matters to you today, and here's why. Three types of oppression drove the English to the New World: political, religious, and economic. Political oppression, however, led to the most significant amount of resistance in England. See, the Stuart monarchs bullied the courts. They were terrible. They forced the judges to do their bidding. Now, Chief Justice Coke, that's what he was, a justice, believed that monarchs are not above the law. And he courageously withstood King James I, who, as a result, angrily dismissed the judge. You see, Justice Coke told the king that the common law bound him. And tyrants never liked the words bind being applied to them. Coke's courage inspired future opponents of arbitrary government, especially the American founders. American lawyers studied Coke well into the 19th century, and America's famous revolutionary orator, Patrick Henry, devoured Coke upon Littleton when preparing to become a lawyer. Now, that book was one of Coke's four-volume set called The Institutes of the Laws of England. The volume that Henry studied contains the text of Sir Thomas Littleton's 1481 treatise on property, with an English translation and commentary by Coke. So, with the help from Coke, Henry passed his law exams with flying colors. And as you know, the rest is history. Patrick Henry was instrumental in standing up to the arbitrary acts of King George III. Sir Edward Coke's works helped shape Henry's thinking on the principles of liberty. And Henry's speeches helped influence the thought of all Americans as they faced tyranny, especially his Stamp Act speech in the House of Burgesses. Now, Thomas Jefferson just so happened to be in the audience when Henry gave that speech. And Jefferson was so inspired by Henry's words that Jefferson called that day the most important day of his life. And the rest, once again, is history. Now, Coke didn't win all his battles, but he inspired those who came after him. And we too, we may not see the results of our work in our lifetime, but we can influence future generations. Now imagine if Coke could see into the future, knowing he influenced Henry and Jefferson, men who would, in turn, create a Declaration of Independence, a Bill of Rights, and the U.S. Constitution. In short, an empire of liberty and reason. Well, Coke's works did not fall upon deaf ears, even though he didn't see it in his lifetime. So, do not despise your contributions to future generations, even if they seem small in your eyes. Keep pressing on. Thanks for listening to We the Kids. I hope this has been helpful. Have a great day.